This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Easter lilies are not reliably hardy in Kansas. However, with some effort, it's possible to give them a chance to survive outdoors. Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in K-State's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, explains the process for moving the plant outdoors. Cynthia, Easter lilies are abundant at this time of the year, and for some, they've already bloomed. Some people, like myself, might be waiting for those to bloom. But once they have bloomed, then there's an opportunity a little bit later on to move them outdoors.
Exactly. A lot of us think of Easter lilies as being a one-time-of-year plant, but actually it's a perennial bulb. And so once you've enjoyed the blooms indoors and the danger of frost has passed, you are encouraged to plant them outside, and you'll enjoy those blooms year after year in your garden.
So what should we look for to make sure that it's really moving towards that time to wind down?
So what you'll notice in the house when you've still got your containered lilies in the house, you'll see the blooms start to wilt. And at that point, you can go ahead and cut that flower stalk off, and that'll prevent your plant from wasting energy, basically, to develop seed. You don't need seed for this plant, and so by cutting that back, you'll be able to encourage that energy to go towards root development. And at that point, you'll hang on to your plant in the container indoors until probably about early to mid-May, watching the weather, making sure there's no frost coming. And at that point, you can move it outdoors. Find a sunny location where you can establish it in the ground with some well-drained soil. And once the leaves start to die back, you can go ahead and cut that stem to the ground. Now, at that point, you may see growth again later in the summer, but it may be a full year next spring before you see growth coming up from the ground again. When we head into fall, you'll want to be thinking about putting a thick layer of mulch to protect that bulb over the winter period. And then in the spring, you can uncover that as you see growth developing.
And we will see something similar then to what we had as the potted plant?
Exactly. Yes, you'll see those blooms again. Now, be aware that Easter lilies grown indoors are forced to bloom at Easter. When they're grown out in your garden, they're not going to be blooming at Easter time, but you will enjoy those blooms during the summer.
And this is something that we can do with one plant, or if we have several plants, we just need to make sure that we're following some of those proper spacing rules?
Exactly. Yes. Easter lilies actually look much better when they are planted in mass plantings. So about 12 to 18 inches spaced between each bulb is a good rule of thumb. And something that I've been keeping an eye out for is now that Easter has passed, sometimes you can get those plants on sale at the garden centers. So even if they're not blooming, you can still buy those containered lilies and get them planted in the garden, and they're going to do great in your yard.
And we will leave them, like you say, until probably about mid-May. And then do we need to do any soil amendment, or can we just kind of go right out into the normal garden landscape?
Right. You want the soil to be well-drained. And so if you're putting it into the garden bed where you've been planting all along, it may be just fine. It never hurts to incorporate some compost into the planting. So that's a great idea. Making sure that it does drain well is the most important thing. The spring flowering bulbs, which we're enjoying right now with all those tulips flowering, those you'll want to leave alone. They don't need to be fertilized at this point. You can be deadheading, cutting those blooms back as they wilt, but leave the leaves intact because that's going to continue generating energy for those roots to develop, those bulbs to store that energy to survive the rest of the year. So right now you can kind of just enjoy those flowers and it doesn't require a lot of attention from you.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a horticulture and garden management instructor in K-State's Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources, with information for making Easter lilies part of your outdoor landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.